PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. It's in a book, a reading rainbow, reading rainbow.
Hey, Andre, que pasa? How you feeling?
Great.
Hi, and welcome to Family Day. One day each year, all of the families in the neighborhood get together for a big bash, and it's always a sensational day. My family used to picnic a lot right here in this park. In fact, right over there was our spot. Let's see. There was my mom, my sisters, Leticia and Valencia, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Lots of cousins. The only person missing was my dad. Because you see, when I was about 8 years old, my father and mother separated. My dad moved out of the house, and my sisters and I stayed with my mom. That changed our family and our lives in lots of ways. My dad just wasn't around much anymore, and, well, I had a pretty tough time understanding why. Sometimes, I thought I was the only kid on the planet with just one parent at home. Well, I was wrong. There are lots of kids that don't have a dad at home, like the girl in this story. Always my dad.
Always my dad. By Sharon Dennis Wyeth. Illustrated by Raul Colon. Read by B.J. Crosby. Sometimes the person I want to see more than anyone in the world is my dad. But I only see my dad once in a while. Daddy moves around, so his address keeps changing. His job keeps changing, too. A long time ago, he flew planes for the Air Force. And after that, he worked in an office. Once his job was painting houses, and then he fixed televisions. I'm not sure what he does now. One day last summer, Mom took me and my brothers to stay with my dad's parents who lived on a farm. After Mom left, I looked everywhere. In the barn, I saw Grandpa milking Brownie. When I opened the door to the hen house, two big hens flew out. Who I was really hoping to see was my dad, but Daddy wasn't there. My brothers and I played hide and seek. We helped Grandpa weed the vegetable garden. We helped Grandma pick blackberries. And when the evening came, we listened to the crickets while we ate blackberry cobbler and ice cream. So peaceful, Grandma would say. Just look at that sky. Sometimes there was a moon with no stars. And sometimes there was a moon and stars together. One special night, there was a light on the path. Looks like we got a visitor, said Grandpa. Even in the dark, I could tell who it was. Daddy, Daddy, my brothers began shouting and running. But suddenly, I got shy. Hi, Daddy, I said, walking up to him real slow. He lifted me up and kissed me on the cheek. Hi, sugar. Look how tall you've gotten. Now, instead of brushing our teeth in the bathroom, we brush them outside at the pump because Daddy said it's more fun. Instead of wearing shoes, Daddy let us go barefoot. And in the evenings, while Grandma and Grandpa rested on the porch, we caught lightning bugs in the field with Daddy. We put them in jars and made our own flashlights. In a while, we went upstairs. "What's that?" I whispered, seeing a strange shape on my window. "Just some candle flies. They like the light," said Daddy, tucking me in. "But then they fly away." He tapped the pane, and they disappeared. One morning, Daddy took us to the general store. We sat on high stools and drank grape soda. "Tomorrow I'm leaving," Dad told us. "How come?" I asked him, trying not to cry. "Well, I've been having a problem getting my life together," Daddy said quietly. "Now, at least I've got a new job driving a truck cross-country." "You're always going somewhere," grumbled Gary. "Can't we come with you?" asked Brian. "Please, Dad." Daddy shook his head. "You're better off with your mom, having a regular life." "When am I gonna see you again, Daddy?" "Soon," he promised. "I love you. Just remember, wherever I am, I'm always your dad." During the leftover summer days, my brothers and I played and did our chores. At night, we'd listen to crickets with Grandma and Grandpa. Once, all by itself, was the biggest moon I'd ever seen. It was round and orange and looked like a sweet potato pie. I don't dream much, but every once in a while I do, and it's always the same. I'm standing in the field with Daddy. There are lots of stars in the sky and the moon the color of sweet potato. And fluttering all around are silvery candle flies. Wherever he is, I know my dad loves me. He's always my dad.
My mom had to be both mom and dad for my sisters and me. She helped us with our homework, fixed our bikes and our roller skates. She taught us how to cook and sew. Mom did just about everything. And for me, well, it worked most of the time. But once in a while, it didn't. Like when my Boy Scout troop, Troop 416, announced its father and son camp out. Well, my dad wasn't around. What was I gonna do? So I talked to my mom, and she invited our friend Mr. Bruce to take me. Well, he agreed, and I was all set. Well, the day finally arrived, and when he came to pick me up, Mr. Bruce had in the car with him his own son, Doug. I was crushed. I mean, I understood that he wanted to spend that time with his own son, but I wanted my own dad. That was real tough for me. Whether it's your dad or your mom who doesn't live with you, it can leave an empty space that's pretty hard to fill. But take a careful look around. There are lots of families with one parent who takes care of the kids by her or himself.
This is the Davis family. Bill Davis is a single parent who's both dad and mom to his children.
My former wife and I agreed that our relationship was not the healthiest, and that since it was not very healthy for us, that it would not be very healthy for our children. And so we made a decision that it would be better for us to separate and to get divorced. And that the best way to serve the children's interests was for them to live with me.
Morning. Manny, how are you this morning? Good. Feeling good? Good. Naima?
Yeah.
Time to wake up, Dream. Good morning, fellas.
Yeah.
Tucson.
It was a transition that was painful but smooth.
My dad has to do a lot of things. He has to cook breakfast in the morning. He has to, he drives us to school and to parties and stuff like that. So he has to play two roles in this family.
Yeah, oh yeah.
One of the biggest challenges for me is getting them up and out in the morning.
Oh, Tucson.
Yeah?
Looks like you got a great piece, man.
Okay.
Everybody did a great job helping out with breakfast this morning. Mm-hmm. So we want you to enjoy your meal.
Okay.
And then we gotta go.
All right.
All right?
Being a mother and father has been the most difficult thing that I've ever tried to do.
Hi, Daddy, we're back.
Hey, Bonnie. What's up, Grant? What'd you get?
Sometimes I may have to say things or do things that, you know, you will not like, but it's ultimately because it's because I love you that I have to do it.
Wait a minute, what is this?
Soda.
Soda? That's too sad. You know we don't drink soda, man. With all that sugar in there.
What?
We have to put that back. No. We have to put the soda back.
Okay.
All right?
There have been times in which they've been disagreement about things.
Well, let's get these. I like these.
Sometimes we can't decide on what cereal we get. But usually, I win.
We got those last time, so now we have to get these.
Okay.
But all in all, I'd have to say that, you know, they have realized how important it is for them to work together as a team.
Somebody please put the cart back.
And they have helped to support me so that this circumstance would work.
So, Imani, tell me about your day. What did you do? Did you and Callie hang out and do something fun today?
During dinner. It's the one time in which we're all sitting at the table together and we don't really have to rush a lot.
Yeah, that's what the school system is doing.
Mm-hmm.
For them, it's a time in which they know that if there's something they really need to say, they have an opportunity to say it.
Can I have a cellular phone for my birthday?
Sure, you can.
This birthday coming up.
No. The birthday when you get out of high school and go to college.
No.
For me, it's invaluable because it's one of the few times that I really get a chance just to listen.
Bible, tell me about your day.
Well, I got back the midterm in math. After seeing my other friends with two parents and seeing how they go on with life and everything, well, I just think that our family's doing very well with just one.
Woo!
My dad is funny, and when I need him, he's always there.
He's a kind, loving, and caring person. I miss my mom on birthdays and like Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Naima.
The last time I saw her, I think it was like two Christmases ago, something like that, so I miss her.
My birthday wish for you, Naima, is that I hope you have good health and prosperity through the rest of your life.
I don't think you know what prosperity means.
Are you ready to blow your candles out?
Yeah.
Go on, Naima.
Yay! All right, Dream, very good.
Birthdays are really difficult because that's the time when they really miss their mother.
You want to cut?
The challenge that it takes for parenting is just an ongoing thing. You realize that no matter how well you do it, you have to go back and keep on doing it, and keep on doing it, and keep on doing it. So I tell people it's the most difficult job you'll ever love.
I want to be like my dad because he's a good parent, and I want to be a good parent too.
If he loves you and cares for you, one great parent is all you need.
Hungry.
No.
Stop with dessert.
The Davis family is a happy family because even though it's a single-parent household, everybody gets what they need. Now, sometimes that means reaching out to others, but together, they always find a way. When I was growing up, I could generally talk to my mom about, well, about anything, but sometimes I just needed a man's point of view. Like when my scoutmaster, Mr. Hill, would spend extra time with me working on my camping skills, knot tying, fire building, how to sharpen my pocket knife. But my mom didn't know anything about camping, but Mr. Hill was there for me. Once in a while, someone special can step in when you need help.
Like a big brother, for example. Meet Mark and Max. They're like brothers, but they don't belong to the same family. Max lives with his mom. Mark is a businessman who spends free time with Max.
Being able to see someone.
I must be Mark.
Yes.
It's Mark.
Okay, come on up. Why don't you get a jacket and get whatever else you need and get going.
All right, sure.
When Max was 6 years old, Max's dad and I got a divorce, and I became a single mom and began to raise Max myself.
Well, I remember there was one time I went to my friend's house. This is after my parents had been divorced. I went to my friend's house and I saw him and his father wrestling, and I came home and I was really upset. And I asked my mom, would she wrestle with me? And then that's when she like really realized that I needed, you know, someone to be there for me. My dad wasn't there for me like 4 years. I didn't hear one word from him. I just started getting really depressed, and my mom realized that I needed somebody to fill up any holes that were left from my dad leaving.
Hey, Max.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
How are you? Hi, Cal.
Hi,
how
you doing?
How are you? Good. Good. You all ready to go?
Yeah.
Great.
Mark became part of Max's life when Max's mom called big brothers and big sisters.
Have a good time.
Okay.
Hello, Valerie Stark. Oh, yes, hi, how are you?
Big brothers matches kids with adults who can be like older brothers or sisters.
He'll be here any minute. Don't be so nervous. Do you have any questions for me, Max, before Mark gets here?
Well, I like him.
I think you'll like him a lot.
I really didn't know what to expect, you know, what kind of kid he was, if he'd like me. I guess, yeah, you could say I was a little nervous. I just wanted to make sure he'd like me.
He was dressed in jeans, a t-shirt, and a leather jacket.
Mark, this is Max.
Hi, Max.
Max, this is Mark.
My mother told me I should dress up for him, so I wore a shirt, a tie, and jeans.
Okay, great.
I don't normally wear a shirt and tie.
Valerie just asked us to take a walk around the block, sort of to get to know each other. So we took a walk around the block, and you know, I told them a little bit about myself.
Where do you live?
I live in Staten Island.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have a friend who lives in Staten Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was nervous, but the way he talked to me, I knew I was going to like him, because he was just like the type of person that I was.
Where do you work?
I work a couple of blocks from here.
Yeah?
You look like a very warm person inside.
Of course.
What do you do?
I'm a stockbroker. He looked like a great kid. He really did. He looked like a, you know, type of person I could have a lot of fun with. So I felt comfortable about it.
No, I can't imagine one. Oh, look, they're back. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
How'd everything go?
Went really well. Went really well.
Great.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Nice day, right, Max?
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you mind if I open my window?
Sure you can.
I expected somebody to be, like, kind of like a father for me, but that it turned out that it was, like, actually more like a big brother.
One of the first girls I ever went out with lived on this block.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Chris.
Yeah?
Big brother, my definition is someone who is just there for another person, whether to listen, to talk to, whatever it may be. I try to bring up topics about school, maybe girls. You have any girlfriends?
Yeah.
Really? That sounds like you have more than one.
Only one.
So how long are you dating her?
A week.
A week?
A week.
Sometimes when Mark asks me about
things that are a little personal or things like that. I feel comfortable with it.
So your mom told me you got a report card recently.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how was it?
Not so great.
Not so great?
Not so great.
What does that mean?
I failed three subjects.
Three subjects?
Listen, this is not finished. You can't leave this like this, okay? Many times I feel like I can be a close person to him, but I know I can't be his dad.
Come on, Max. You want to get good grades, you've got to be able to do the work. You can do it neatly, too, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Which subject is this that you're working on?
This is science.
Oh, so this is one of the subjects that you're having a little problem with in school, right?
Yeah.
So let's go back a little
bit. I think my mom really likes Mark because he helps me with a lot of things that I need help with.
Body temperature drops with about the temperature of the environment. So if we go back to the graph. I went into this, I really just wanted to help somebody. And it's a very, very rewarding thing to do.
You can see what the temperature is.
Since I've become a little brother and I have a big brother, my life has changed. Because now I know that there's someone there for me, and it's not only my mom or my aunts or my uncles. It's also Mark.
When I was growing up, I did want a little brother. And I talked to my mom about that, and she said my sister and me were enough.
All right, let's go. Let's go. It's cool.
Oh! I know Max about a year and a half now, and we built a relationship together, and it'll continue for the rest of our lives.
First, let's get a haircut in here.
No way!
Come on, we'll cut your hair really short, and the girls will really like it.
Girls like how it is.
Oh, come on.
And it's incredible. Right, when you see them together, you cannot believe that a year ago, these two were complete strangers. And now it's like they're family.
Our relationship is just like real brothers. I mean, that's what we are. I think we were just made for each other or something.
I consider him my little brother, the little brother I never had.
I love him like a brother.
There's just no substitute for a good friend. Someone to turn to when you have something wonderful to share or a tough time to get through. And books can be good friends, too. They'll keep you company, make you smile, and always be there when you need them. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hello, my name is Sophia Cooper, and I'm going to tell you about a great story. It's called Boundless Grace. It's about a young girl named Grace. Grace lives with her Nana and her mom. Her mother and father got a divorce. She feels sad because she wants to be with her father. The most exciting part of this story is when she goes to Africa to visit him. Grace feels very, very happy and close to her dad for the first time. But she also feels mixed up. Africa is far away. And sometimes Grace misses her mom. She has a whole new family to get used to. This story has a happy ending. Not like a fairy tale, but like in real life. I like it a lot. I hope you do too.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Sam, and I'm here to tell you about a good book. It's entitled The Perfect Spot. It's a realistic story of a boy and his dad. Together, they spend a day in the woods looking for the perfect spot. His dad is looking for a place with trees, rocks, and shadows. But the boy wants to find a place with lots of frogs. The boy goes along with his dad, but looks for frogs and salamanders. It seems sometimes that they are looking for two different spots. In the end, they find that the perfect spot is where they can be together. Under the waterfall, splashing around, they're having fun. Just like this boy, I like spending time with my dad. The father and the son in this book really love each other. In the end, that's what really counts. So I recommend The Perfect Spot.
Hola, amigos y amigas. I have a great book for you today. It's about a girl named Tina and her very special papi. That's Spanish for dad. The book is called Taxi Taxi. Tina's favorite day of the week is Sunday. That's because every Sunday, her papi comes in his yellow, shiny taxi to take her out for the day. Sometimes he's a little late, but he always comes. He opens the taxi door and says, "At your service, senorita." They have a picnic and take walks on country roads. Papi even buys Tina a balloon, and he says, "Para mi chica la más preciosa." That means to my best girl. Tina's parents don't live together, so Sunday is very special because Papi makes time to be with his girl. I'm happy that my Papi lives at home, but even if yours doesn't, find time to spend with him. You can start by reading this book together. Hasta luego. See ya.
Maybe you live with both your parents or your dad. Maybe it's your mom who is at home. Well, guess what? That's your family. Every family has its own unique personality, and sometimes things go smoothly, and sometimes they don't. It's up to each family to find a way to make things work. Hey, I grew up with just my mom, and I think she did a pretty good job.
Hey, LeVar, will you be in the wheelbarrow race with me? My dad's not here.
The wheelbarrow race, huh? Yeah, you bet. Come on. I'll see you next time. Let's go.
All right, everybody. Get set. On your mark. And go! Yeah!
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Always My Dad by Sharon Dennis Wyeth, illustrated by Raul Colon, published by Alfred A. Knopf Books for Young Readers. Taxi, Taxi by Carrie Best, illustrated by Dale Gottlieb, published by Little Brown and Company. Boundless Grace by Mary Hoffman, illustrated by Caroline Bench, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books, USA. The Perfect Spot by Robert J. Blake, published by Philomel Books, a division of the Putnam and Grosset Group.